Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two down, two to go. Welcome in to our third hour here of Sports Talk. Mark Menard at Master Control. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Our fantasy football auditions are underway. Got three spots remaining in a 12-team league. Trash Talk will get you there. We'll get you on that team. Let's go to the phone calls. Patiently waiting, we find Gordon in Mandeville. Go ahead, Gordon. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian.
Hey, Gordon.
Waste Management called. They want their team back. Robbie Gold in the first round. That's good. I see you've been taking Mike Dettillier's advice. And, Deuce, I have a trade proposal for you. I will trade you Keith Kirkwood for LeBron James. Now, I realize you got LeBron in the second round, and with a little luck, the commissioner will push the trade through. Roger Goodell called me yesterday and wanted to announce all of my draft picks. But I told him, don't come, Roger. You're not good enough. How's that, Christian? Is that okay?
It wasn't bad. That'll get you in the mix. You could have come a little stronger. I like how you started, though, and you were prepared. Not bad. Gordon, we'll get your information. Let's see. Kristen in Ponchatoula. Go ahead, Kristen. You're on WWL.
Hi, Kristen. I hear you got Tina the Diva. Well, now you need Kristen the Nolan's Dolan. You know, I'm not just a Saints fan, but I'm a football fan. And I'm not just a football fan, but I'm also a math nerd. Fantasy football is all about research and statistics. I don't even know if you guys know how to count, because when I hear y'all predictions, y'all are way off. I could kick your butt big time. You know how Drew Brees wins? It's because he puts in the work. I will do the research and the statistics, and I will wipe all your butts off the charts.
Kristen, I'll put you on hold. We'll get your information. Not bad. Could have come a little stronger with the trash talking. Thanks for the phone call, Kristen. We do encourage female participants of this league. Dwayne and Kenner, what's going on, Dwayne? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Chris? Y'all might as well just give me the belt channel right now. I am the champion.
As soon as you start like that, Dwayne, like the idea that we should just give you the trophy – that's usually going to be a non-starter for me. It just is. I want you to come right out the gate swinging. Not just the you give me the trophy. I want something original. I want to hear some original material. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, just give me the trophy now. Dwayne, you lost it early, man. If you're on hold, sit tight. Coming to you, we got Kevin Payne next, our fantasy frenzy guy from RotoWire, RotoWire magazine as well. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Before we get to Kevin Payne, we'll squeeze in another caller trying out for our WWL Fantasy Football League. Jackie and Metairie. Go ahead, Jackie. You're on WWL.
Hello, buddy. Buddy, is that you? Where you at, buddy? God, I miss you so much. Listen, buddy, I don't know what's going on, but they got all these girls. I mean, squirrels. They let the squirrels out, buddy. They run in this show. They don't even know how to speak English. Buddy, you got to send them your tapes from before. You have to understand, buddy, they have to learn how to talk. You know, and I used to miss when you'd get off of the game and you'd say, what's the point? Not the point after, what's the point? Oh, buddy, where have you been? I got your picture on my wall, buddy. I'll even send you a picture to prove it. Tuna did a beautiful picture. And I'm going to tell you, I was so upset, buddy. I wanted to beat everybody up. You had Alec Gifford. You had Dave Dixon. And I think Bobby Hebert and Jim Moore at your roast. Buddy, they made so much fun of you at your roast. It was so sad.
Jackie, thanks for the phone call. I didn't hear the trash talking. I mean, I get the reference to Buddy D. Much appreciated. Much love. Not going to cut it, though, Jackie. Sorry. Kevin Payne, RotoWire magazine, RotoWire.com, fantasy expert. Kevin is an expert at RotoWire.com, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource for two decades. They all have the draft information you'll need to dominate your league. You can get a free 10-day trial at RotoWire.com/free. Kevin, how you been, man?
I've been great. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. We're having our fantasy football league tryouts here, and if you haven't noticed, we're getting some calls, and the requirements is I don't really care about resumes as much as I care about the trash talking that's going on, and we've had some pretty strong ones. Is that just something it just goes with fantasy football, the trash talk?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the more fun parts of being in the league, is to go ahead and put those down who are not doing well in the league and remind them that you drafted a better team and you're a better owner. So that's definitely a big part of fantasy football.
Kevin, do you think Alvin Kamara could go number one in some leagues because Mark Ingram leaving and some people thinking that he's going to get more touches?
Yeah, so we've got him number three overall on our site. We've got Saquon Barkley and Ezekiel Elliott first and second. But I think Kamara's right there. I don't know that Peyton's going to go ahead and let him assume a bigger role. I believe that's why they brought in Latavius Murray, though Latavius Murray to me is, you know, kind of an average player guy who's going to go ahead and has averaged 4 yards a carry, although he hasn't played in this prolific of an offense, so that number could improve. But I fully expect for the money they gave Latavius that they're going to go ahead and use him as well. So I can see the argument for Kamara going number one overall, and I've basically been telling people, I think that if you can choose your spot, if you're doing a snake draft, getting a top three pick is vital because you're going to get one of those three stud running backs, and then you can go ahead and worry about wide receiver and tight end in the second and third rounds.
Vic Fangio now coaching as the head coach of the Denver Broncos, and could that be a sneaky good defense? Because Vic tends to work magic quickly when it comes to defense. Every defense he's ever coached has usually been a pretty strong one, stout.
Yeah, and you just go ahead and take a look at that defense, the guys that they have already, Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, Chris Harris, the secondary is very solid. Kareem Jackson, they've got a great team already. So now you add him into the fold as the coach. I do think that they're going to be one of the top three defenses. I think that we have them listed there. And, you know, you're looking at the offense, you know, the offense is probably going to be able to move the ball. They do have a good running game with Phillip Lindsay and Royce Freeman. Emmanuel Sanders is coming back a lot faster than anybody thought. A lot of people are expecting a breakout from Courtland Sutton and Deshaun Hamilton. So if they can go ahead and kind of hold on to the ball and let the defense get a rest and keep them up, not have them be on the field all the time, then I think that it will be a good season for the Denver defense.
Give me an RB2 that you really like is for good value.
He's kind of an RB2 or even going to be a flex guy. I really like Rashad Penny for Seattle. Chris Carson is dealing with some knee issues. He just had his knee scoped. He didn't participate in camp this month. And I've got to remember, Penny came into last season. He was 20 pounds overweight. He shed all that weight. Everybody says he looks great. I know we get a lot of those stories this time of the year, but he's noticeably thinner and leaner. And we saw him, and he averaged 4.9 yards a carry. So I expect it to at least be a timeshare, but I think that Penny kind of goes ahead and takes over that role. And we know that Seattle's they're one of the most run-heavy teams, and they have the advantage of having Russell Wilson, that running quarterback that helps keep opposing defenses honest, that sometimes opens up more holes for the running back. So kind of a guy that you can wait on. I think we've got him ranked like 32nd running back. Rashad Penny I like a lot this year.
Kevin Payne here, senior writer, rotowire.com/rotowiremagazine, at rotowire on Twitter, at kcpayne26 on Twitter. Kevin, is the Saints defense draftable?
Good question. I think that you can, and then I would try to go ahead and play the matchups. Again, you got some good playmakers there, Cam Jordan, Marshawn Lattimore. I think that you just kind of play the matchups, though. And I expect them to be in a lot of high-scoring games. So that's only one of the drawbacks, is you're going to have teams that are going to go ahead, because the Saints put a lot of points up on the board, that are going to go ahead and try to do the same. So I would kind of go ahead, as you said, just play the matchups with them.
49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo coming off that ACL. How does that impact his draftability?
Yeah, so we've got him, I think, ranked like 17th overall. And the only reason we have him that low is because of the concerns with the knee. We want to see that the knee is completely healthy. I always tell people to be risk averse when it comes to guys who are coming off an injury or coming into the season with an injury. You're going to get enough injuries on your fantasy team as the season goes on. You don't need to go ahead and draft one. But I think he's going to be just fine. The way that they do these ACL reconstructions, his knee might be stronger than it was before he had the injury. And one crazy stat I saw about Garoppolo, which really intrigues me and makes me think that he's a pretty good sleeper. I've been touting kind of him and Josh Allen as two good sleepers if you're going to wait on quarterback, guys you should have on your bench. And if they go ahead and really break out, then you can start using them in the second half of the season. But the stat I like best about Garoppolo is two seasons ago, he had an 8.8 yards per attempt. Like, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers don't get that number. That's a huge number. So he's got some weapons. As I said, I kind of consider him a sleeper. Would just want to see him out on the field moving around and that knee's 100% healthy.
Mike Thomas or Julio Jones, fantasy-wise, who do you like the best?
No, flip a coin, throw DeAndre Hopkins in there as well. You know, in PPR, I just think with the volume that Mike Thomas gets, he might have a slight edge. I think overall, though, in most standard formats, I'm probably going with DeAndre Hopkins. But Julio Jones is right there, too. I mean, you can make an argument for any one of those three. Like I said, with the three big running backs, those are basically the three big guys I consider for wide receiver between Thomas, Hopkins, and Julio Jones.
Kevin, one of the more intriguing teams in the league is the Cleveland Browns, both just on the field but also fantasy. You look at Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry. Do you expect Baker Mayfield to put up some good numbers because of the weapons he has?
We do. We've got him ranked actually as a top five quarterback, believe it or not. And I think that's totally warranted. He's got a solid running game with Nick Chubb. Some things are going on with Duke Johnson, but if he ends up staying there, they can throw to him out of the backfield. Kareem Hunt's going to be available to them over the second half of the season once he gets done with his suspension. So the running game's in play. Jarvis Landry is kind of a top number one wide receiver, and he's the second guy to Odell Beckham on this team. So the other guy that I've been touting a little bit as a sleeper, David Njoku at tight end. Very athletic young guy. Kind of took a nice step forward last year. I think people are going to forget about him, and he's going to have a lot of room to operate over the middle with those two guys on the outside or even in the slot. So don't sleep on David Njoku if you don't take one of the three top tight ends, talking about Ertz, Kittle, and Kelsey early.
I took Kittle a couple of years ago. I think it was last year in one league when he was a very little-known commodity. He's going to go much higher these days.
Yeah, all those guys that I just mentioned, those big three, Kelsey, Kittle, and Ertz, they're all going in the first two rounds just because there's such a gap between those three players and everybody else in the league. That's not to say I wouldn't be surprised if somebody else kind of takes that next step and joins them. A guy like Evan Ingram or a guy like O.J. Howard in Tampa Bay. But those three guys, I mean, consistently they're going in the top two rounds because there's such a huge drop-off after those three guys. And Kittle, he might have an even better season now that he's going to have Garoppolo for the full season this year. So he might end up being the number one guy overall in tight end.
How do you feel about Jared Cook's fantasy value now that he's with the Saints offense?
Yeah, we've got him down pretty far. I think like a bye week filler you're probably going to use him for. It's just going to be tough to predict. There's so many weapons there. You got obviously Thomas. We talked about Traquan Smith is another guy that I've been taking a look at. Ted Ginn. I just don't know that we're going to see a lot of consistency out of Cook. That would be my only drawback from recommending him. As I said, probably maybe a bye-week filler if they've got a good matchup. And once we see how these different teams defend the tight end, who's good and who's not, then that's the type of opportunity that I would use them for.
Have you drafted yet in any leagues?
I have. I've done two different drafts. One was a redraft and one was a dynasty league draft that we started last year. So we kept 15 players. We drafted about a month ago just because we figured the college draft is done. We know who's on whose team. So basically, we just drafted mostly rookies onto our teams. So I've done two so far. I was asked, when's the best time to draft? Look, you can start doing it right now. There's no reason why from now and just ramp it up as you get closer to the football season. There's pros and cons to doing it now. Number one, the con would be that we don't know. Players are going to get hurt during camp. So if you draft a guy and he gets hurt, it's just bad luck. But if you've done your research and you know which guys you want to target, sometimes drafting early is a benefit for you because you know who you want and you can construct your team any way you want.
And they haven't played preseason games and started to kind of pop on somebody's radar.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when a lot of the job battles are decided. We don't know. I mean, I was just taking a look today at all these different teams, and we even talked a little bit about the Saints. But for the most part, a lot of these teams are going to have – a running back by committee, and we're going to have to figure out as camp goes on who's going to be the 1A guy and the 1B guy. But you look around the league, and more places than not, you've got that dreaded running back by committee to try to figure out.
Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com, Rotowire magazine. Thanks for the time, man.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
All right, Kevin's an expert at rotowire.com, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource for two decades. They have all the draft information you'll need to dominate your league. You can get a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/free. Sports Talk continues here on WWLR. Fantasy football tryouts. Sit tight if you're on hold. This is Saints Radio. Fantasy Football League auditions underway here on Sports Talk. We had Sonny earlier, who was a contender. Sonny, you hung up before we were able to get your email, get your information. If you're listening still, Sonny, text us your email at 870-870. Or you can call Mark as well at 260-1870, and he can get it. He can write it down for us.
You might have a hard time getting in, though.
I know. Board's pretty jammed right now.
We're full up.
S Squirrel, go ahead. You're on WWL.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, S Squirrel.
Hey, you heard the rest. Now settle in for the best. This is S Squirrel. Not to be confused with Esquire, Squirrel, or S Curl. Now there's a smell from your studios downtown all the way to Tiger Stadium. And I'm not talking about the LSU Tiger Stadium. I'm talking about the Hornville Tiger Stadium in beautiful downtown Moselle. Them prior callers, they've just stunk up the joint. There's an APB signed by S. Squirrel. Be on the lookout for four known individuals, Zach, Bobby, Deuce, and K-Dog. And there are a whole bunch of unknown individuals, a bunch of wannabes, and I don't care, fantasy players. Tell the other contenders, wake up from the nightmare. S. Squirrel, the next fantasy champion. And when I win that trophy, have that silly rabbit Roger Goodell give me my trophy. My name is S. Squirrel, and it's my world, and all I have for the pretenders is a nut. And when I win, I'll have a consolation prize for the rest of them, a subscription to my website, www.getanut.com.
S. Squirrel, sit tight. We'll get your information. Not bad. Let's see. David in Slidell. Go ahead, David. You're on WWL.
Christian, you there?
I'm there, David.
Hey, David Saratelli, your buddy from Twitter. How you doing, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, I told you I was going to call a little later, but I was listening to these calls on my drive home. I literally pulled my car off the side of the road. I'm going to sum up these calls in three words. Blah, blah, blah. Half of them are like, oh, my goodness gracious, if you let me in the league, I might get a participation ribbon. The other half are, I hate Louisiana, I hate you, I hate everything about the Saints. Well, okay, duh. If anybody's listening and still is going to call in, it's three simple rules to getting in this league. Number one, prop the station. I want to play in your league because it's the best sports station in the area. Number two, prop yourself. I've been playing fantasy football 25 years. I win. I get in the playoffs on three leagues out of four. I play and I win one out of three.
I don't do resumes, David. I don't do resumes.
All right, done with the resume. Third part, a little bit of smack talk. KG and Seth have a 1-7 combined record against me. You just had to get down from Roto World. Christian, if you ran an advice column, be Roto Rooter World for fantasy sports because your teams go down the drain. Okay? Enough said. I humbly await your reply. Thank you.
David, thanks for the phone call. Sit tight. Mark's going to get your information. Haas and Thibodeau, you're on WWL, Haas.
Yeah, Chris, I texted early, but I thought I'd give my shot actually online.
Let's do it.
Let's see, first I'll start with Deuce. Deuce, he's a horrible fantasy player, so he had a shot at actual playing real football. See, he's playing the fame as the best Saints running back. His records, overall, best touchdowns, most yards. He lost his most touchdowns to Mark. I think he got a little scared. I think he started calling some teams, talked up Mark. Behind the scenes, he got Mark traded so he could keep his 1 week record. Second is you. You're real easy. Well, I'll give you some credit. I said you either in the one condition. If we play live, then I got you instead of online. Because if we play live in front of a board, you're too short to even read the board. In your first three picks, you can't even ride on the board and reach it. So you already got a horrible team. Go ahead with, Zach. Zach's just going to be busy eating food, so whatever about him. Last, I hit up Bobby. Love Bobby. Bobby's down the bayou. He ain't the sharpest football with two shit, something like that. I don't know. But Bobby probably thinks fantasy football means actually living out your fantasy football or your football fantasies. And in case of Bobby, you know, that's probably like actually winning a playoff game. So thought I'd try to get a couple of good laughs. I love you guys. This is all real seriousness. This is all jokes. I love you guys, but I want to have a little fun.
Haas, that was outstanding. You're in. I got two spots left. You're in. I'm giving it to you on the spot. I love it. Perfect.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Sit tight, Haas, so Mark can get your details, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming back for JW, Kirk, Maurice, Chad, Jade, and Shane. Got two spots left in our WWL Fantasy Football League here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Cam Jordan last hour. It's up online for you at WWL.com. Ahead of Saints training camp, the rookies reported today. The vets report next week, conditioning test, and then it's off and running next Friday for the start of training camp. Free tickets are going fast, so make sure you go ahead and try to reserve yours. Don't procrastinate. Go NewOrleansSaints.com is where you can find them. Chad in New Orleans. Go ahead, Chad. You're on WWL. Try out.
Oh, man. Man, I've been dying to get on this radio station. Woo! Yeah. So, look, I got a lot of things to say. But first of all, let me tell all the other players, they got a better shot of winning this league than catching a trout in the lake right now with that algae up in there. So, I'm going to tell you right now, as a Marine sales rep, good fighter, I win everything I do. I'm a true New Orleanian. I live on healthy.
I don't need your heads. I don't need your resume. Give me the trash talk. I don't care about the resume.
No, but you got to know I like to smoke and drink and I party, and I got a daiquiri machine on the St. Charles parade route so we can have the draft there and get all toasty drunk. I got, but look, let me just talk about some trash talking. I got lots of that.
All right.
By the way, my car flooded last week, and it smells worse than River Parish disposals. And my house hasn't had AC in a week, so I smell worse than a Bourbon Street rat. But when it comes to trash talking,
Chad,
this
is not doing it for me. I mean, to call in and say you smell like a Bourbon Street rat, I got to cut you off. It's funny, but it's not a way to get in the league. JW in Mandeville. Go ahead, JW. You're on WWL.
What's up, Christian? How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Oh, look, I don't know diddly squat about fantasy. In fact, that first guy you had on from fantasy, I'm glad you put the Babbel app on so I could, or a commercial on, so I could contact Babbel to speak fantasy. I know diddly squat. I'm going to have my wife pick my team, and she's probably going to pick it on colors, and I'll still probably beat all of y'all.
I like the fact that you don't, you've never played, right? Is that true? You've never played fantasy?
Never. I don't know diddly poo about it. I know football. I'll watch football. I know who the good players are. Other than that,
you sound really familiar, JW.
Babbel's got a translation for it.
You sound really familiar, JW.
I don't know you, Christian. I couldn't pick you out of a lineup.
Okay, good. You know, you got me intrigued, JW. Just because you haven't played, if you get in the league, you're gonna. How do we ensure that your wife indeed picks the team? Do it on the honor system?
Do it on the honor system. You know what? I'll get my daughter to pick it.
How old's your daughter?
33.
Okay. I thought you were thinking like she's 12 and she knows more about fantasy than
Well, my granddaughter's only 2 months old. I don't think she could pick it.
No, she probably can't. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, JW. We're going to put you in contention. I got two spots left. I'm not going to give those away so easily. But, JW, sit tight. Mark will pick up the phone and get your email address and listen to the end of the show. We will announce. He'll get your name and your email address, and we will announce the final two spots if someone doesn't win one or two of those spots beforehand on the spot. Kirk in Lakeview. What's going on, Kirk? You're on WWL.
And hey, is Kirk. This Christian? I was hoping to talk to a good radio broadcaster like Scoot. You know, Scoot in the afternoon, he knows his radio, man. Christian, all you do is sit behind that microphone and convert oxygen into carbon dioxide, man. You should take a few lessons from Scoot, man. Anyway, look, I'm not looking to join your fantasy football league, and I was just on hold for the past hour. In that time, I looked up online. Y'all's online rating is worse than a cheese sandwich at Bobby Hebert's restaurant, man. I mean, it's atrocious. I think a lot of it has to do with your drafts, man. Y'all got the weakest drafts in town. I mean, obviously, except for the weak drafts they got over at Port of Orleans over there and what they're serving on tap with Zach Streif, man. That's some weak drafting they got going on. But, look, I mean, it's also, I think, y'all's weak drafts because you're letting in all these knuckleheads, man. You're letting in more knuckleheads than the United States Marine Corps. Go Navy. But, look, man, I'll put you under my wing. You can be my little buddy. You know, I can help you have a bigger turnaround than Cubic's pies, man. So I'm here if you need me. Department of the Navy, we work together, man. I'll help you out and join your league if you need me. I appreciate you.
Crafty, Kirk. Crafty. I like it. I'm tempted to give you a spot on the spot, but I'm going to put you on hold. You're definitely in contention. We will we'll get your information and get back to you later on tonight or tomorrow. Maurice in Mandeville, what's going on, Maurice? You're on WWL.
Yeah, Christian, I saw your lineup there. You picked it out of a Cracker Jack box. That's because your daddy dropped you on your head too many times when you was a baby.
That's not too original. I want some originality, Maurice.
As far as Deuce McAllister there, I know he's representing the black and gold, but I'm going to beat him so bad he'll be representing the black and blue when I'm done with him. As far as Zach Streif there, he picks his lineup like he's a little girl. He's going to need more than beer. He's going to need some wine because he'll be doing that bit of whining when I get done with him. And for the last one, the best one, for Bobby Hebert. When Bobby Hebert, he'll get beat so bad, I'm going to send him all the way back to cutoff. A Cowgirls fan. Bon oui les gens. Good night, Bobby. Who that?
Maurice, not bad, but not getting the cut. Not a lot of originality there, like Kirk. Kirk was original. JW was at least willing to allow his wife to pick his team, and he's never played before. That's intriguing to me. All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Fantasy League auditions underway. Call in with your best trash talk. I don't care about your resume. Don't care how many you've won. Doesn't matter. Shane in Thibodeau. What's going on, Shane? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian.
Yes, sir.
Yes, first I'm going to start off with Deuce. I got his autograph about 8 years ago. I'm 5'11", and he said he's 6'1". I look taller than him. And I'm not going to say nothing bad about Zach Streif because he could kick my butt. Now, let's get on to you and Bobby. I mean, once I beat you and Bobby in fantasy football, they're going to change your name to K-Dog to K-Puppy Dog. And Bobby Hebert, instead of a Cajun Cannon, he's going to be called the Lazy Cannon. And his new jobs, his full-time jobs, can be with Blue Chew.
Shane, I like the Blue Chew reference. Not really that original with K-Dog to K-Puppy. Not cutting it for me. Thanks for the phone call, Shane. And as far as being taller than Deuce, is that really trash talk? You could do better than that, Shane. I bet you if I gave you another opportunity, you'd probably come up with some more original ways to talk trash. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. We got two spots left. All right. And two strong contenders. Actually, we got about eight strong contenders for two spots. Also, going to announce them. What we're going to do is we'll keep it open until about 7:30. After our CBS headlines at 7:30, we'll announce the final two contestants in our fantasy football league. If you want to jump in at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Fred and Mandeville, you're on WWL. Fred, go ahead.
Hey, man, I wanted to join your league. It can't really trash talk Three Stooges. It's just all these crackheads you got calling in. What are they talking about? Where is that trash talking? You have to let me in because you're big on adversity. I would be your first trans participant. You got the women, you got the men, you got to allow me in now.
Fred, I don't have to allow anybody in. Thanks for the phone call. I don't know how that was talking about you know, transsexuals as if we're going to exclude them. If they can talk trash, they can talk trash. That's what it's about. Boy, I think we might just go ahead and close this thing, wrap this thing up. You know what? Fred did it for me. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. We're going to announce our winners next hour, the guys or gals that won the final two spots. We're done. That did it for me. Coming up next hour, we got, got Todd Graffinini, the voice of the Pelicans, coming up next hour. I haven't had a chance to talk to Todd since he became the voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Which Saints player will have a breakout season in 2019? Marcus Davenport, Tre'Quan Smith, safety Marcus Williams, wide receiver Keith Kirkwood. You know, another one that hasn't really been brought up too much is Alex Anzalone. I thought his second year after, you know, missing much of the year in 2017 with an injury, broken arm, I thought he played really well last year. And I think his versatility, being able to stop the run, also give you some pass rush and some coverage ability as a linebacker, I think he's going to have a really good year if he stays healthy. I like him as one of these sneaky, good, breakout kind of players. Marcus Davenport, I talked about him earlier in the show. Tre'Quan Smith, I'll believe it when I see it with him. Marcus Williams wouldn't necessarily be a breakout because he had a really good first year and a little bit of the production dropped off last year. Some of that was due to scheme. Some of that was due to, I think, just overall ball not coming his way very much. Keith Kirkwood, pulling for that guy. Great story. But I think Alex Anzalone is one of these dark horse candidates to have a breakout year in 2019. I really liked what he brought to the table last year in his second season in the NFL. Which Saints player will have a breakout in 2019? Marcus Davenport, Tre'Quan Smith, Marcus Williams, Keith Kirkwood, or other? Right now online, 58% are saying Marcus Davenport, 25% for Tre'Quan Smith, 11% for Keith Kirkwood, 2% for Marcus Williams, and other getting 9%. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL. All right, if you want to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Louisiana Sportsman Show, Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, July 19th through the 21st, call 260-WINS, 260-9467. Right now, if you're the eighth caller, you win with WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.